Blog Talk Radio.
Right, thanks for the Fred Gwynne.
Absolutely.
All right. How about this one? Ba 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 dum, ba 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 hoo da bum ba dum bum. Know it? Ba 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 bum. Look at that fossil. It's stuck over there in the tar. Bum bum. Look at that old man. He looks like an old ape. Bum bum. What is it?
No.
Look at that old bone. It could be worth a buck. What is it?
I don't know.
Look at those zoo apes. This must be where they live. Bum bum. Look at that city. Let's continue to dig. What is it?
Really don't know.
It's National Geographic. National Geographic.
Did you ever watch The Twilight Zone?
Oh, God. Remember The Twilight Zone with Burgess Meredith? Remember, he loved to read, and there was a nuclear war, and he had no friends anyway, and he was down in the basement glasses.
The library.
Yes, he was the last man. He broke his glasses.
Yeah.
This thing freaked me out. When I was 7 years old, I bought another pair of glasses just in case that would happen. Hey,
you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Scare me. Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian. And Hollywood Tony P. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
Actually, the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm Hollywood Tony P, your president, your champion, and your host. And I am joined on the line none other than the biblical epic himself, former guardian of existence and one hell of a snazzy dresser. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Mark the Arcturian!
Thank you. Yes, I am. That's Captain to you. Captain Mark the Arcturian, Captain of the USS Arcturus, as was my father before me. Just think Kirk, Starship Captain here from the future to save a world that clearly doesn't want saving from itself. 2153, to be precise. Tony's from a little bit farther up. And the only reason he was able to get here is because he followed my instructions on timeline corrections. Tony, welcome back. Get it, back to the future.
Well, and that's interesting because that is exactly what we're talking about today. Repercussions through space and time. But I have it through time and space because, interestingly enough, the mirror has a lot to do with it. The concepts of, you know, how many realities are currently existing, and it would be three, and then offshoots of the three. We'll get into more of that later. And, the concept that, you know, our actions here on wherever we're existing have ramifications through reality. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But until then, we're going to take our first quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into galactic repercussions throughout time and space with Mark the Arcturian. please go to Facebook and like our page, The Greatest Talk Show. Just search it. You'll find it. And we'd like to thank the World Generation Podcast Network. If you want to call us, 515-605-9753. That's 515-605-9753. The lines are open. We are ready. And here we go. Let's listen to some Van Halen. We'll be right back after this. You want to be This week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Get a half-gallon bucket of thirst-quenching soda pop. Go ahead, take a big gulp. And then, feel the relief. If your thirst is too big for a big gulp, have a new half-gallon Big Burp soft drink. Now only 59 cents at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, the price of gas just went down.
The Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be, Paradox. And I am joined by Mark, the Arcturian captain of the USS Arcturus. Now, we're going to preface this show with a couple things. First of all, please leave your speculation and your hesitation at the door. You know, if you don't believe us, that's fine. Good for you. But I got to preface this whole show with saying that we are a product of time travel. Humans are the ones who timed travel, and yet we exist and are currently in a reality in which time travel is not possible. Let me say that again. You exist because of time travel. The human beings exist because humans time travel. Without time travel, there is no human beings. How do we know that? Because when we got here, there was no human beings because this reality, there's no time travel. Okay, so that's how you know human beings had to do with time travel. So you got to take that as the idea. We are a product of time travel. We did time travel, and we were ejected from the loop and landed here where time travel is not possible. How can you have a show about time travel when it's not possible? Well, we're going to see. We're going to, yeah, but all you have to know is it was the way to get out of the loop. The only winning move is not to play, of course, right? If you're almost in a near infinite loop, what do you do? Well, you have to figure out a way out. Well, if it's time travel causes this loop, then you need to end in a place where time travel is not possible. Therefore, you could not be in the loop. So we all just ended up landing here in an empty world and an empty planet. And when we got here, bam, out past the past stretched our path. So we are the we are older than the past in our present, and our future is the past as well. So those are concepts we're going to discuss today, plus the ramifications that it had on the entire Galactic Federation and everything in existence, because everybody, the names have changed, but the people are the same. So whoever was this person or Death or the librarian or, you know, the leader of the Galactic Federation, now that leader is the librarian. The librarian is this guy. The warrior is over here. The senator is it. As we shift and as we change, positions change. However, status doesn't. Mark the Arcturian, what do you have to say about what I just said?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say Weird Al Yankovic. You took us in the commercial saying, here's some Van Halen, follow it, and you played Weird Al Yankovic, Beat It.
Clarify. Oh, yes, so the riff in there is Van Halen.
I also like the Big Burp Gulp soft drink. I've been trying to get them down at Gas & Go to get that. I used to tell people on the air when I was talking about our sponsor, Gas & Go, about the new Frazzle machine, but I cannot. I've talked to Alyssa, and I just... She says she cannot get the Big Burp half gallon, only available at Heaven 11. Okay, and part of this looping in time, if any of you have seen the show Loki, only had a six episode season. I don't know if they ever are going to come back and make some more. And endless time loops. And really part of this, Tony, is my responsibility. I remember I was leaving the Garden of Eden, and I said to Dad, hey, keep me in the loop, huh? But a boom ching. Okay, we'll fade in.
Oh, that's what you want?
No. So, what Tony's trying to do is, thank you. Hey, that's good. That was really quick. In the multiverse theory, which virtually every critical thinking scientist, physicist comes up with, that there have to be multiverses. Not how many multiverses in how many universe are there? How many infinities are there? And people say, well, there's infinite infinity. That's a bunch of crap because they're all into one. There's only how many? If you put them all in a pile, how many are there? One. Okay.
Less
so,
than one.
Like ground
point nine,
like
nine, ground nine, 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 nine.
Yeah. So using the multiverse theory, which is ultimately a logical conclusion that every version of you exists somewhere, but you were talking about different players playing different parts in human skins. Well, we don't think of it that way, but a cat. I know this is my other cat in a different cat suit, right? A lot of people are hip to that type of changing the outside, but the inside is the same person. Ultimately, one is all that exists, and I'm just talking to myself, and I sound a lot like you sometimes, and vice versa. So it's one life lived through many simultaneously. Einstein said all the past, present, and future are occurring simultaneously, or put in Arcturian quantum philosophy, all moments in time are occurring concurrently, because only one moment exists, which is now. Yeah, thank you. I thought you would. Now, what we did was we followed the Thomas Edison rule. And if you look out at the world today, which I do only through the archives at Deck 6 next to the holodeck, but Earth 2023 is in such a precarious position on the verge of nuclear war or biological warfare. They're just like bringing the concentration camp to you, whether it's, you know, sprinkling you with 5G, chemtrails, fluorine chloride in the water, just waiting like cows to the slaughter. Move, cow. It's a very precarious position. Now, from where I am, I couldn't verify any of this is happening, but in Earth 2023 that I'm looking at, it's a very precarious situation. So it looks like the experiment failed. This is a phrase that gets tossed around. The experiment failed. Not true. If the purpose of this experiment was to create the worst possible scenario, then we're a total success. Why would you want to do that?
Mark, the answer is simple.
No, the answer is simple. Hang on. That's the last part. The answer is the Thomas Edison version. When he was asked 10,000 times, he tried to make a light bulb. And when asked, how do you feel about failing 10,000 times? To which he replied, I just wanted to make all 10,000 mistakes first. That's what we did. This is the worst one possible. We have this verified from farther up the time stream. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, and Tony and I wouldn't both have the same information. That's not allowed. But this is the worst one. You take Tony and Marco, put them together, who can fuck up an entire star system, and you put them together. Holy smokes, two Mr. Mitch's piddlings in one. So this is the worst, which leaves only one left, the light bulb, the perfect one. You've heard it, 1,000 years of peace and prosperity. And that's coming up right after these words on Mark the Arturian.
And these words are coming from me. The answer correctly is, of course, I had the answer to the entire world in existence, but, you know, it went away. So, no more answer to anything, and it goes.
Oh, just wait till the acid wears off. You'll remember.
The acid. I have not done acid.
It was something about
I got it. I figured it out.
Okay.
I figured it out. The answer is that the one in which time travel is not possible is the worst one.
You want to go back to that. Okay.
And that's the joke. You get it? So we are, you said, we're in the worst one. Right, so the next one has to be the best one because we have to do it again. We have to lock it in.
Wait,
but when we lock it in,
when we
do it again, we lock it in. But this time we lock it in. We make sure that our refrigerator is not yellow; it's stainless steel. We make sure that our tile is not existent; it exists. We make sure that our carpet is hardwood. We improve on the time, so that's the best one, right? And both of which include the third. So we said one, two, and three. And Mark said near infinite, 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 and that's Bubkiss because there is only three, right? There's the worst one, which in fact we are in, and then the best one, which is the next one, which was also concurrently happening right now. And then there is the, which is the second time through, and then there's the control. There's the first time it happened. Yes, the first time it happened correctly, the first time we got through it. We have, you know, we're getting there again, but something happened and that was destroyed. But the template is still there, and so it is where we judge. It is the timeline. It exists. It has to exist in order to judge this, because you cannot just have one thing to judge itself. You have to have something else to compare it to. And like I said, we will go back one more time, even though time travel is not possible. When we get to the end, we're going to do this one more time, even though time travel is not possible because we have to lock it in. And that time is going to be the best time because we can, and you can out there, change small details that literally don't affect things. Again, I have a refrigerator in my kitchen. It is a stainless steel refrigerator. You know what? When I moved in here, it was a white refrigerator. It blew up. But when I saw this place in the future, I saw a white refrigerator. Well, guess what? I have a stainless steel refrigerator now. I am improving my future, improving the things that I can't see. And that's why. Yeah, three. And that and there are offshoots of all of those. And why is this where we're at? It's because we had to come here. And why is this the worst one? Because time travel is not possible. And that's what we're here, because the bad guys can't go back and do the stuff they want to, so they're doing it nefariously here. You get it? They can't go back in time, change things, manipulate, you know, because time travel is not possible. People are stuck here. And so they will lie, cheat, and manipulate to make you think it's this, to make you think, you know what I mean? Try the other. Go ahead, Mark.
Kind of messed up their plans a little, didn't we? Haha, you can't time travel, neither can we, so you're stuck. Yeah.
But it
That's
does
great,
make
honey.
It.
That's...
Yes.
That's awesome. Let's give Tony a hand. That was it in a nutshell. I guess you got the new tinfoil hat I sent you with charged batteries. That's good.
Oh, yeah. It came in the mail the other day. I had to, it was like IKEA. It was in a ball, so I had to assemble it. But
yeah, assemble it. Yeah, right, right. What was the time travel joke again where you played the rim shot like 6 minutes ago? You said.
Oh,
the secret.
It turns out the universe in which time travel is not possible and the one in which we landed just so happens to be the worst one. And that. Is
right,
the joke.
Right. Why would we land in the worst one? Because the Earthlings are about to freak out. They haven't gone
and because we needed a place where time travel wasn't possible, and that just is, you know, it turns out the worst universe to live in is one where there's no time travel. Time travel actually made things better, apparently. To reality and the being that is existence, which is the creator, which is God, and which we're talking about. And that term, I hate that term because it's a human term. It's a human construct, the name God. That is Middle Piddalick, the original. Mark was talking about him, and he's gone now. He's dead, but he was the fictional little cloud in the sky, whatever. The point is that creation is far more than a human concept, much why we're talking about galactic repercussions. Because when you say God, you're talking about, the God of Jesus and Abraham and whatever, but you're talking about the human, your ideal concept of God. Guess what? The Anunnaki, the Galactic Federation, the judicial co-op of judges, whatever the fuck they want to be called, they all believe in a creator, the existence, the universe, the creation of the creator. That is not a human concept, okay? Now, Jesus is a human concept for the humans because Jesus is a way for us to get through to existence. Now, I'm not saying that other realities or other planets out there don't have their own messiahs that come to the same creator, right? Brothers and sisters in other galaxies and other, you know, places, you know, but for us, that is, you know, our key, our entryway, our escalator up. If you will, you know, and only on the Greatest Talk Show will I call Jesus an escalator and mean it.
Well, seeing as there's a highway to hell, but only a stairway to heaven, well, that kind of gives you the anticipated traffic numbers right there.
And then Jesus is the escalator. I was right. Get the f*** out of here.
Yeah. See, yeah. You are right. And, whatever you want to say, your inner marshmallow is the one, your higher self. One is all that exists. One life lives through all. Virtually, when I was getting my master's in comparative theology, I looked at every single world religion, from Buddhist to Western philosophy to every form of Catholicism and Christianity. The only one I did not read the Quran, but they all boiled down to there is one. Now it got watered down and what have you. I wanted to go back to why there's three, and you have to use triangulation to arrive at your correct extrapolation. Because you can't compare two things to each other. Vanilla is better than chocolate. Well, that's ridiculous. Chocolate's better than vanilla. So you need a third, triangulation, the control that you were talking about, Tony. So let's go with mythology, which is more or less true. The first time around, and you can go back to the Garden of Eden, everything was perfect. Was it? How do you know? Have you tried any others? So how do you know the first one was perfect? Well, there's a quick story about a compass, 360 degrees. And if you're at 2 degrees, how many more do you have to go to get back to zero, 358? Or you could just turn around and go back 2 degrees.
Yes.
Well, the smart thing to do is to go back 2 degrees and go, holy moly. But you, I don't know this. That's not how I have to check every, all 358 other degrees to know. The first
but Mark,
one.
Listen, you can't go back 2 degrees because time travel is not possible. Continue.
They're not related, Tony. They're not related.
I know.
Stories.
I was
it's
just trying joke. To make it. I was making
so
a joke.
Whatever.
I get it, though. Everybody gets it. That's the idea.
So
nobody gets
my
it.
My mind,
does it.
A lot
That's
of people just stop and go, I don't want to go any farther. Me, as an Arcturian, I have to know. So I tried all 358 other ones and realized,
yes.
Aha, the first one was the best one. The 10,000
But my point was still apt, Mark. You have to go forward and you can't go back. Unfortunately, the easiest way would be to go back too. But instead, we can't. You have to go forward the 358. It is an apt analogy, even though it's not the same analogy in which you're going for. It's an apt analogy for our entire show and just the concept, because we're not in a reality in which we can go backwards to, which would be so much easier than going ahead 358. It makes everything so different, and it is the point. Continue. Sorry. It is.
Well, in case nobody, I took the shuttle down to a base at the midway up the Sierras. So now I'm sitting in 5 feet of snow, 4 to 5 feet of snow here. The power
wow.
is out. I do have enough to broadcast the signal. But that is where we're at. What am I at? 27% on the phone.
Well, stay
so,
with us as long as you can. Let me ask you while you're here, before we take a break, do you think that this snow has anything to do with global warming? What is your opinion on such a thing?
There was snow in Los Angeles, first time since 1989, four or five feet up in Big Bear, which is one of the first mountains you get to out of east of Los Angeles. So what, back, 2012, when I was, my first films came out, Southern California was so hot, there were fish swimming off the coast that were only found in Mexico. Now, does that mean the water was warming or the earth was farther south, so the water was just the right temperature as it used to be in Baja, Mexico? Now that it's really cold, guess what? Right now, Southern California is where, let's say, the mid-Sierras is. So they're getting snow, and we're getting, like, close to the Oregon border snow. So now we could be due to our heliophysical axial flux. So we could have just shifted the other direction, which also means on the other side of the earth they're having warmer weather. You see, you shift one way and you only see the extreme cold or the warm, but it's going to affect the other side equally. That's my
yes.
what I'm saying about the snow. So yes, no, not global warming. It has to do with climate change, if you want to be
right.
specific. Climate's changed. And what?
And it does. And, as everybody knows, we are coming out of a Pleistocene, and the Earth is supposed to be far hotter, and we are increasing. Yes, humans have some kind of impact on it, but don't be surprised when the Earth keeps getting hotter, but we are accelerating it. 515-605-9753. Give us a ring. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more on the galactic reproductions. The galactic that's funny. We'll talk about that. Galactic repercussions that we initiated right here on the greatest talk show that will ever be. You're listening to Hollywood, you're listening to Mark D'Arcturian, and you're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
the party. It's the East Coast Party Cast with Hollywood Tony P and Javi C on the World Generation Podcast Network. How are you doing, everybody? So you got the East Coast Party Cast. He's Puerto Rican, and I'm a freaking. And there you go. Together, we're gonna make a World Generation Podcast Network history. Is it still the World Generation Podcast? Is it World Generation Net? What is it?
So, the date is coming soon on that. Yeah, party, party, party.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? You want to see something really scary?
You've seen him on television. You've loved him for years. Now you can own his incredible collection, Mr. Ed's Top 40. You can hear the Huggable Horse sing John Denver.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy, Wilbur.
Chicago.
25 or 624, Wilbur.
Act now. Include Mr. Ed Goes Country.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Wilbur.
That's 1-800-555-MR-ED today.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Talking to you live on the air on the World Generation Podcast Network and the greatest talk show that will ever be. Yes, Hollywood. I named myself Hollywood for a couple reasons. First of all, I had a show in Hollywood on the American Radio Network and KCLA out there in LA. It was called Right Back Where We Started From. Hollywood Tony P arrived. And of course, it's also a wrestling reference to Hollywood Hogan. Funny enough, now I'm the United World Champion, and I'm a champion in wrestling. I'm the President of the United States, and of course, talk show Paradox, because anything can happen here, now, here, in the worst one, but it will be the best one, the next one, even though this one is the next one. That's the funny part, because everybody is sitting here, and we're like, oh, it's shitty, but you know what? It's not. It's also really good. It's really shitty, but it's really good. It's funny, because you do it again and you do it better, but you think it's shitty. And even though it's better because everything is better, and that's what it ended up the loop. That's what the big looping around did. That's what, since creation is what it is, and we were all going around in a circle due to time constraints and this and that and all these other things. We were going around and round and round. Well, you do it enough times, you eventually get good at it. And you do it enough times, and everybody out there has done it all these times. We are all the humans that exist out there currently, are the oldest beings in existence in this reality because time travel is not possible. And yet you've done this trillions of times. So your soul, your aged, the human is the aged soul. Like the universe, the galactic universe, everybody out there looks at humans and says these beings are older than any beings who's ever existed. Even the lowest of the humans are older than dirt to these people. And in this reality, age equates with respect. So, day number one, they offered us the opportunity to join the Galactic Federation, and we said no. But that means that the reality in which we're in, which is the baddest but also the goodest, because you got it depending on the perspective, right? The perspective of us going through it, it's shitty. But the next time you do it, the perspective is we're making it better. So it's Mark said it best, relativity. That's what Einstein. It's your relation to wherever you are in existence. And remember, we've done this so many times, and you are so old because we've done this so many times. in the age of existence, the age of the universe. And that also means that the aliens and anybody watching and listening have been doing it that many times as well. And we're all doing it that many, and then we got here. Our aged souls are old, and it started on Earth. We are the oldest beings. We are respected, and we are given good for here. However, again, there are only three current realities, and one of which is existing, but it doesn't, like, it's kind of like, it's the control, so it's like the movie you put on, right? If I'm trying to recreate in scene for scene, shot for shot, Psycho, right? So I put Psycho on the TV. That's Psycho. That's the control, right? And then I'm trying to remake Psycho. So my remake is the control, or is one of them, right? And the remake that works, right? But there's also me remaking it and it fails. Right, because we established on the last show, and Mark established this, that in each instance there is only one choice, pass, fail, right, left. Many options from those choices, but in every instance you can narrow it down to just one choice, a left or whatever. You can narrow it down to the simplest of forms, and so there again lies your two, with the third being the Psycho that was already made. Mark, what do you think of the Psycho reference?
Yeah, that's a good metaphor. You know, you proved your own point, ladies and gentlemen, because we've done this show 50,000 times. Every time we get to this day, we do this show. So after 50,000 times doing this show today, Tony finally got it right. Let's give him a hand.
Okay. I'll give me a round of applause. Where is it?
That's right. So you prove your own point. You get use Fistful.
But that's true. That is so Fistful. And for people,
your own show, smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better, and finally, after his 50,000th show on February 26, 2023, he got it right. That's awesome, buddy. So you proved your own show. And let's go back. I just wanted to touch. Thank you for playing the. That was a great commercial, Mr. Ed's Top 40.
Yes.
Tony,
I have
the
album. Do you have it? I bought it. It's great.
Yes, of course. I have 500 in my garage.
I bought it from Tony, you? See? We were connected long before we were connected.
Yes. So Tony and I both studied at the American Radio Network in Hollywood, about 20 years apart. I got a little time on Tony. So then I went on to become the professor of broadcast and radio network. So then I was training little DJs to put on like sound effects and rim shots like this guy does over here. Even though he did not go through my course, he went 10 years after me. So also that Mr. Ed was concocted by Marco in the Morning and KCLA at Radio 99, Los Angeles classic rock and roll. So
I did name drop KCLA, on the American Radio Network. I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah, I was there for a while. So my first and one of my very very first shows was on KYUV, Uvalde, Texas, which was amazing to me because nobody had ever heard of Uvalde. I'd never been there. We record the shows in Hollywood, as you know. And Hollywood record his shows in Hollywood, and then we'd send them to radio stations. So they didn't have to have somebody overnight there. And Uvalde, Texas, in the news last year, it was like the size of a phone booth, this little tiny station. Who knows if it's there anymore? So it's very interesting. Zuck Hyron, who we had on the show, you may not remember, he's from New Zealand, but he was. He was on that, and he went also through Hollywood about it right away. He must have been there the same time I was because we both studied with the same acting teacher, Dwayne. Who was on Dobie Gillis? Dwayne Hickman.
Hi, Dobie Gillis. Holy shit.
Yeah, was the, not Dobie, but yeah, I think he was Dobie Gillis, Dwayne Hickman. Well, we studied with his brother, Daryl Hickman, one of the top acting coaches in Hollywood. But we were there about one or two years apart from each other. So in here, Daryl Hickman was a master on the earth with some course you had to go through. American Radio Network, you and I had to go through to pass to get this spot on the greatest talk show. You see, it could be the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, disguised, a master disguised, and you know, gives you your worldly exam to see how you're doing. Have you swisped at this time? And there are these portals which are dressed as, you know, humans, jobs, what have you, that we have to, you know, pass our trial of fire, so to speak. Well, and for us, it was the American Radio Network, wasn't it, Tony?
Yes, and for everybody out there, Mark gave you an arbitrary number about how many times you've done this, 50,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, if you take that 50,000, remember, you're doing this, and you have to do it again. Now, you don't just, you know, oh, I'm doing it again. You have to go all the way to the end of time. Have to go all the way back to the beginning of time. You have to come all the way back to here to do it again. And we know that it's been 4 trillion years to be here. One would assume that maybe it's at least 4 trillion to be there. So let's just give it 5-6 trillion, whatever. So 50,000, 6 trillion times. And that is you, your aged souls. And again, the aged human is revered amongst the universe. But because the human won't stop fighting amongst itself and agree on anything, they're just going to sit back and nothing. So I urge everybody out there, telepathy is currently happening. They're beaming whatever three-dimensional telepathic court, whatever, the GCGJ, whatever, the judges, whatever they're beaming, it's happening in the early in the morning, and it's telepathic. Now, when I say telepathic, I don't mean I hear words that you're saying. I say Merry Christmas, and you hear me say Merry Christmas. No, I don't just say Merry Christmas. If I'm giving you Merry Christmas, you will hear in your head green tree, Santa, happy, merry Christmas, whatever, all of it.
The sound, the smell,
the hearing. You will hear all of that, and that's how you get Christmas, and that's what telepathy is, and that is what they are giving you. So if you are up early in the morning and you are in a heightened state of emotional remembrance, or find yourself some point in your life where you're emotional and just go there. I know you hate to go there. You don't like to go there. It's a bad place to go. But if you go right on the edge and you feel that emotion, but don't allow yourself to feel the emotion, but get right to that edge, that is telepathy. That is where it lives. That is where it exists. And once you are at that point of emotion, because we've said on this show that locks in time, the anchors in the time stream before the loops, anchors are anchored on emotional events, events that evoke a memory of pain or anger, or happy. Emotional events for us are remembered further and more than events that aren't. And so the idea that telepathy, and we're talking to ourselves from the present to the past, which of course our future then is talking to us in the present, right? Because if we're talking to the past, our past is going to catch up to us and we're going to catch up to our future. So we're going to be talking again. So obviously the future is talking to us if we're talking to our past selves, et cetera. But telepathy through those moments. And the entire universe obviously is run on some kind of telepathic network in which you have to train your brain to exist at at the point of hyper-emotional awareness in order to encompass just the massive amounts of information that one simple word like Statue of Liberty, which is three words, has, because it's not just Statue of Liberty. It's green, it's lady, it's New York, it's harbor, it's water, it's freedom, it's whatever, it's copper. And all those things, you know, as a human, you just hear the Statue of Liberty, right? If you hear it, if you can hear it. I can hear ghosts. I hear dead people. It's fine. I don't necessarily enjoy it, but it is what it is. I don't know if you can hear dead people. I don't know if you could hear spirits, ghosts, angels, whatever. Call us at 515-605-9753 because perhaps the information that you're getting is correct. Mark, are you getting any information from yourself of the future that's talking to you? And we know that again because you of the present is talking to your past self. And why? Because we've done this so many times round and round, energy is going backwards, right? If you start swirling a bowl of water round and round in one direction and you drop a piece of pepper in it, it'll circle in that direction. The same with information. Round and round, it goes backwards. Our future self talks to our present self, talks to our past self. So, Mark, any information?
Is that a question mark?
It is a question mark.
I'd be happy to answer that. Yeah, really well put.
Channeling pretty good, huh?
Yay. And see, it's not well, we all channel on different frequency, vibration. I'm on the Mark the Arcturian channel right now. Channeling Mark the Arcturian. I am. This is the Stanislavski method of telepathy. Now, telepathy, could I just say, as a professional magician for 50 years, Mark was a magician, telepathy, one mind talking to another. When I finally realized this is technically impossible because Arcturian quantum philosophy 111.1 is all that exists. So you two minds, there's only one exists. Now, brains, you could say two brains talking to each other. The brain, you only think you can think. And this is a great distinction that you were bringing up, Tony. I only think I can think. When I start thinking about it, the brain is a sending, receiving unit. For instance, any brain scientist, ask them where the memories are stored, and they have no idea. Because they aren't stored in the brain. If I want to know, let's say, that movie with, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker.
Buck Rogers.
Okay, it's taking too long. Everybody already got it before you did, because they're
Buck
just
Rogers.
Answering.
I said Buck
so
Rogers.
It's not in the brain. Star Wars. That's not written on a little DNA chromosome in your brain. You Googled the Akashic Record and got the answer faster than AI could do it. The best supercomputer, as you know, is right between your ears. So when I realize I only think I can think, then it's not thinking. If it's you thinking, then stop doing it. Go ahead. And it doesn't work. It never works. So it's something else. So a lot of this can be boiled down to the phrase in the Bible. Well, there go half our listeners. It's a very famous line, and it says, "Be still and know I am God." Now, when I read that, and I put this up on a board, and I say, read this to yourself, and everyone reads, and hopefully you inside, and see, "Be still and know I am God." Okay, did everyone read it to yourself? And everyone raise your hand. Okay, yes. Now, who was reading it? Well, I was. Okay, then who was listening? Well, I was. Okay, if that's true, you've just described yourself as clinically schizophrenic, right?
Right.
But we don't think that. I'm talking and listening. Sorry, then you're a schizo. So the voice, what voice reads, "Be still and know I am God"? Well, it's my voice. Well, that's funny. Then the one must sound a lot like me. This Anna sounds just like you, but we don't get that because we have to look out and postulate what we're not. I'm not you, Tony. So I must be this.
But that was the chicken. Okay. That was our chicken and the egg. That was the revelation that changed everything. For the simple fact that the voice, the thing that you heard, the birdie, the into
right.
whatever it was that you were hearing and taught, whatever, it wasn't an angel. It wasn't a ghost. It wasn't a spirit.
It wasn't
God.
It was
you.
Okay. That was a big one. The a pop quiz, which did come first, using this analogy and the beginning of time, so to speak, which came first, the chicken or the egg? That's an
I have an answer.
Question,
would you buddy. Like to hear it?
Yes. Yes, but notice what I did. I gave you an either or, a choose. Every time Simon and Garfunkel said, laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose, any way you look at it, you lose. Okay, what's the answer? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
The egg. And you know why the egg? Because whatever laid that egg wasn't a chicken, and whatever hatched out of that egg was. Merry Christmas. I answered your question, the age-old question.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Merry fucking Christmas. Hey. Okay, let me give the Mark the Arcturian answer to that. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Neither. They both sprang into existence at exactly the same instant.
No, but when we got here, we have a past. So if the egg sprang into existence, then it has a past and a future from its point. If the chicken sprang into its existence, it has a past and a future. And the chicken's past is the egg. The egg's past might not necessarily be a chicken, but when it appears, the chicken in the future does appear, but the past dinosaur also does appear. And you know, if you think about it, they found out and they've learned and they've understand that a Tyrannosaurus Rex really look like a big fucking chicken. So when you see the movies
what,
of any of it, yes, they because the boat
you want to it. You've nailed
a
it.
Penguin.
Nobody
it's more of a penguin, Mark. It's
Wait
a penguin
minute.
Chicken hybrid. So
it's
giant
worse.
Chickens running around in the prehistoric era with feathers. Giant chickens, giant ducks, giant geese. And we just think they're dinosaurs because we're stupid.
Well, I overheard two dinosaurs talking, and one says to the other, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And the other one says, it doesn't matter. It's not a chicken egg. You've nailed it. Nobody ever said it was a chicken egg. Fade in the laugh track on that one. That's funny, Tony.
That's
Nobody ever
answer,
said
though.
It was a chicken egg. It was a Tyrannosaurus egg.
Right.
Now,
it doesn't. We're skipping a lot of generations of mutations.
Let's get back to telepathy.
No, but listen real quick, Mark. We're skipping in that analogy, it's skipping a lot of generations of how it got from the dinosaur egg to a chicken. But in theory, the idea that when a chicken was hatched, it is a different species than the thing that hatched it. And I'm wondering if there's anything in nature that follows that, where when it hatches something,
Yes, there is. That goes back to the Garden of Eden. We had the fruit trees and the tree of knowledge and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But we went over to the fruit tree and picked a banana, and poof, an apple sprang from the banana tree. And then you pick the apple, and there's a mango. So it's very much similar to a different egg coming out every single time. So back to helping people read the signs of the universe, of what they're hearing in their head, so to speak. I remember being told long ago, as a young boy on Arcturus, that your higher self has knowledge of your past, present, and future, which it is desperately trying to tell you, to help you in this navigate this reality here. But it knows two things that we don't. It knows that you can't hear it or see it. So it has to develop ways to contact you, just like Patrick Swayze in Ghost, or kicking the can in The Matrix, or The Quarter. It has to find some way, so it'll play a song over and over and over again. It'll play the song in your head. I was having a conversation the other day. That's really funny. You know who it's with. Why do I have a reluctance to say that on the air? And she was saying, you think in song. You have songs going in your head all day long. I say, yeah, I have an earworm all the time. 3.5 years, same song going all. And sometimes I'll hear another song. So sometimes she's sending me a message in a
through
song.
Now, telepathy is now, Bumblebee. Telepathy, if you've ever seen Transformers, ladies and gentlemen, Bumblebee talks through quotes, songs, famous people, whatever you hear on the radio. That is exactly what all of that. Mark has an earworm. The song has meaning. He has a memory of when he heard the song, where the song was, his memories of her with the song, the idea of the song, and all of that is wrapped up in that one little thought. The same wavelength in which this 3D reality in which we're in is being projected to us on the telepathic wavelength it is, even though the physical structures are real, but telepathically they are projecting, you know, the other things across through it. And then in the evening, that is the same place. So that's the idea. Sorry, Mark, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, it's kind of like you say, we had one listener listen to our show last week over the week. How many does it take to listen? One. How about nobody?
And it's not listening? For him. He's not listening. But we have to do the show. I have to do the songs. I have to do the commercials. Because everybody else, trillions and trillions of beings in existence are listening to me and Mark talk right now. In the past, present, and future, Abraham Lincoln and Vinyak Bukahan from the planet Nyanyanyakak is listening to us right now in the future and the past. All of it.
They're listening.
But they also need to hear the commercials, and they also need to hear the songs, because it's all part of the show. And again, if you want to be part of the show, 515-605-9753. We're about to come to our smoke break. We're going to take a smoke break, play a song. Mark, what do you want to hear? What kind of music? Name a song. We have a lot here, so maybe what do you think? A journey, maybe? Some journey?
Old rock and roll, yes. And when we come back from the break, we will see how you can decipher what you're hearing in your head that you're mistaking for your thoughts, and that you don't have to follow every thought you think. I think I know what I think you know.
So we'll think about that.
Quite frankly, Tony, I don't think it matters what I think is what I think. I think.
Oh, well, I think you should take us out to break. That's what I think. Do you remember the phone number?
515-605-9753. 515-605-9753. One of the worst numbers we've ever had to give out on the air. It's good right up through the 515-605-9753. What?
All right, and we'll be back.
After
an extended smoke break with Mark the Arcturian right here on the greatest talk show that will ever be, Paradox. You're a part of it. You're ancient and you're revered. Can you believe it? I don't know. I can. We'll be back in about 2 and 6 and then 2 again. See you 515-605.
Well, actually, did you lengthen the show this week?
Yeah, why not? I don't know. There's a lot to talk about. I want to talk about the repercussions. We're going to talk about repercussions when we come back. I mean, we might not have a full, you know, a half hour after this, but I want to do a smoke break. We always do this. So, shit. 515-605-9753, the greatest talk show paradox.
Okay, but if you want to go over the hour, that's going to be extra. I'm just saying.
Well, we have enough. The universe is paying our severance and paying our bills right now and paying us. And we got to pay a few bills, but right after
fine,
the break
commercial.
On the greatest talk show that will ever be. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
2 and 2.
Do you?
Champion, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
This week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Tired of paying those high department store prices, long lines at the check stand, items you want out of stock? Well, now it's your chance to get everything you want from the comfort of your own home by watching the Home Shoplifting Network. If you want quality stereos, CDs, fine jewelry, and colognes, the Home Shoplifting Network is for you. Check newspapers for local listings. Must be 18 or face juvenile hall. Sorry, no rain check.
Welcome back. And Mark, there was your old time rock and roll. Actually, that would have been a better I didn't have that one, so take what
you know. Now that I think of it, the song I would have asked you to play is the Moody Blues and the Voice, which says, when you understand the voice within, feel the change already begin. And it's talking all about the little voice that's trying to tell us stuff all the time. The shamanistic way of reading the universe. It's talking to us. It's a symphony. But we think
it's
we're
you.
Separate from this universe.
You. Yeah, that's why it's called a universe. A universe. It's not called a meaningless.
Yeah, I do recall my mom once said, what do you think you are, the center of the universe? So I went and I got our encyclopedia. And I looked up center of the universe, and there was my picture right there. I said, well, there you go, Mom, right there. Of course, I pasted the picture on there, but, you know.
Universe,
in your explanation of downloading from the Akashic Records that you were giving when you get a thought or a feeling to follow it and what have you, I've gotten a song in my head that, well, let's say it's a Neil Young song, but that wasn't the song, but it got me to look at Neil Young's songs. And one of the women here, her husband owns the karaoke system. Anyways, she looked up
that
Neil
song
Young's
had,
song.
It had the word rock and roll in it. My God, how much do we want? It's not like we have every song on this damn thing. I should be pretty happy with myself.
That was a good song. Yeah, I loved the song. And it had said Hollywood had your name in it, too.
Exactly. Huey Lewis is he's an acquired taste. But you know what? I think, like, he has, like, six hits. He has, like, every song that he had, I remember them. They're great. They're good. Yeah, he didn't have much after his, you know, what was the name of the album?
Please let me know. Yep.
It's good. It's 80s. It's when I think of 80s, and I think of him more than I think of Springsteen. Springsteen, I think of late 70s, early 80s. But if I was talking about 80s, it would be him. It would be Wham. it would be Whitney Houston. No, Tina Turner, not Whitney Houston. Not Whitney, Tina, because she had the bopping with the hair, that shit. And and Rod Stewart towards the end, because they're together anyway. And Phil Collins. All that shit is, if you want to talk about 80s, that's the 80s music. But the idea is that the music conveys a message, and the message is felt not through the words, through the sounds, through the rhythmic vibrations, and that is touching a piece of your brain or your mind or whatever that evokes this emotion and that memory. That is telepathy. That is the world in which we're living, and that is what they are beaming into us. Now, what are they showing us? Well, we don't know, but the repercussions we were going to talk about now, so we're going to. All right, now there's a galactic law that exists. The universe runs on laws. There are guardians. You know, death is a being. You know, it's just rule and law and niceties and all this other. There's consequences for actions, right? If you break galactic law, you will face punishment. Some punishment worse than others, and then some punishment.
Are there prosequences too? If there's consequences, are there prosequences?
Well, prosequences would be the bonus that I'm currently waiting on for my severance from all the internal work I've done for the universe. I submitted a documented itemization list of all my achievements. Yes, and accurate information.
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Well, yes, I was just thinking of the Vorgons. I saw it. My son is reading. He read the. I think he's done with the series because I bought him I bought me it, but I gave it to him. So it's a really good book, you guys. You should go check them out. And the stories, it's not just one book. The movie's fine, but Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it's a series of books.
Yes, I read them. Just like to say, I'm looking at about 10 more minutes of phone charge on here. The power's still out. So
we'll have a wrap-up on our
galactic reproduction. Galactic reproduction.
Galactic reproduction. Now, that was a question that me and Mark had thought about. Like, are we ourselves or our clones? Because if we're currently in the year 4000 and we are repeating the year 2023, or what we think is the year 2023, which is probably more like the year 2067 or something like that. But if we're repeating it in the year 4000, then we are the clones that they took. And so we are reliving it as ourselves. Now, question is, since if we are ourselves and we are our clones, if in fact you or somebody like Muhammad or Jesus, right? They had, obviously, if they're recreating everything, they had to make Jesus out of the Shroud of Turin, right, and clone him and have that happen. If aliens can live trillions of years, we all live whatever, who's to say they can't just do a 2,000-year Petri dish experiment, right? They can't just, you know, have a Jesus, and then, oh, we need Jesus again. So we'll clone Jesus from the Shroud of Turin or whatever, and they make him, and then the people around him, and then it just spawns. Whatever. It's a totally immersive experience of just, a virtual reality in existence. So if Jesus was cloned, Lincoln was a clone, you were a clone, I am a clone.
They're just doing the same thing over and over and over again?
Well, again, if we are currently, because currently whatever we do right now, whatever any of us does right now, right, we are currently existing in the year 4000 in a simulation, whatever it is, the Matrix, yada, yada, yada. We're here. Whatever we do, goes forward till the end of time. And then it goes back to the beginning of time and comes back to the original 2023, in which is supposed to be before us. If we're in the year 4000 recreating, if we're clones and we're recreating the year 2023 in the past, what goes to the future goes to the past to the original 2023. So we are first. What we do, it may look like we are reacting, but we aren't. We see the actions the results of our possible actions, and we adjust because we are going forward. And because since either we're clones, but our consciousness, because we've been spinning around, went to our next nearest self, right? If I had no place to go in my mind, and when I was stuck in nowhere and I had to reconvene in consciousness, I could go into myself. But if I didn't have myself, I would coalesce inside my clone, right? Because it would be
I was just trying to make a point. Why do the same thing over and over and over again? They just do the same thing. I've kept saying it. Same, same, same. No. Every time you run a formula and you're trying to get a better chocolate chip cookie recipe, do you omit the baking flour, the baking soda, the sugar, and the chocolate chips and put in three different ingredients? How would you know which is the right one that made it good? How many things do you change ingredients in the new formula? One. Otherwise, how do you know what makes the difference? So not the same thing over and over and over again, very close, but one thing different. Go ahead.
Until you finally get it, and there it is. And that goes to the other point, in which we'll lead into next week, is the shifting fact, which is sometimes it's not a backwards thing, because if time travel is not possible in this reality, then how, in fact, are we able to do it? Well, it's more of a shifting yourself, like Mark said last week, actually, to a reality in which the outcome has happened. So if I say I want to win the lottery, right? Let's just say I want to win the lottery. If I want to win the lottery, the way I would win the lottery is if I could shift myself to a universe in which I win the lottery. I'm not going to win the lottery by going to the thing and getting the quick pick. I will if, at that moment, before I touch the button, I shift myself to a reality in which, and how does one do that? Well, one does that in many different ways. In which,
don't leave it hanging. You shift yourself sideways to a reality where the conditions of you winning the lottery already exist. Easy peasy. Don't try to change the one you're in. It's impossible.
But
go sideways to the one you want. Move!
But listen, so we've established that what we do goes to the end and then comes back, because we have to do it one more time. Remember, there's three, right? We started in the beginning with the three, and we know that even though this is the worst one, it's also the best one, because we're going to go and do it again, and this is us doing it again and bettering it.
This is the best worst one we could find.
The best worst possible.
That's right.
Whatever.
We're ahead of schedule.
Well, I would say slightly, but yeah. So, I had something good, but all right. So I also wanted to talk about. Oh yeah, next week. So next week we will talk about the idea of shifting yourself to. How do you do that? It requires a lot of energy. It requires a lot of idea, but it also, through the idea of the time travel that where it goes to the end and then back again, you can shift some slight little thing. Because if you change something and then it goes to the future and back to the past to 2023 and you redo it, you're living something different and the past happened differently. So it's a slight change, and any change is a different universe. So all using that to alter little pieces shifts you to that reality. Can you do it with a lot? It's going to take a lot of energy. Where does that energy come from? How do you get that energy? How do you shift? Where do you shift? What we'll talk about that next week. And we'll also talk about, actually, for the rest of the time, there are the three, but we're going to talk about the approaching armada, because I wrote it. So apparently we're going to talk about it. Approaching armada. What is the approaching armada? Well, the Galactic Federation in a long ago in a galaxy far, far away lost contact with Earth after the Pyramid of Mars stopped transmitting. So they sent a ship with a bunch of people on a very, very long journey with other ships in escort to find out what happened. And apparently, in the outskirts of existence, the aliens live a long time. Because if they're going to take the 1,000 years it takes to get there, or the 4,000 years, or whatever, how many years it took for them to get to Earth, when they finally got to Earth, what did they find? Are they going to find us? Are we here now? Are they going to find us now? And if they find us now, is it the year 4,000? Are they going to open up the dome and say, the aliens are here, this is all just some reproduction theme park? Or is it in 2023 when we're right now, we're just reliving it through hologram and the matrix and whatever, and so we won't really be able to interact with it? I don't know, because there are the same aliens that invaded Earth in 2023 are the same aliens in the year 4000 who are our allies. So I don't
understand. Hologram. Computer, end program.
It's a hologram now. It's a hologram of when it really happened.
That's
clones of ourselves when it really happened.
Hologram. Warning, 5% left. 5%. In case
5%,
I get cut off, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Hollywood, for having me. Everybody stay warm. We'll see you 100,000 times between now and next.
Oh, are you leaving?
I have 5% left. Go ahead.
All right. Well, if you'll spend the 5%, we're going to take our last break, come back, close out.
I won't be here. No, I won't be here that long.
You don't think you'll make
anyways,
it for 2 minutes?
We will go around, and we'll go to the end of time and back to this moment of time, since this is the only moment that exists. You know.
Can you? You got 3 minutes. You don't have 3 minutes. All right. Well, 5%, keep your phone. Mark the Arcturian, ladies and gentlemen. And big applause.
Yeah. Again, I will be here on the big broadcasting as long as possible. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, me and Mark, our relationship has to do a lot with cleaning supplies, and that's another story, but,
sounds like they're drinking Lysol. Eating Sterno.
We were talking about the approaching Armada, and we were talking about the scout ships, and we were talking about how we are part of the scout ships, and where did so, Mark, answer that question before you go. Are the aliens that we're about to encounter from 2023, the newsreel, or the aliens we're about to encounter from the year 4000, our clone selves reliving in this theme park 2023? What do you think?
Okay, well, they're not extraterrestrial. They're from our own future, and they're here, and they've been here for quite a long time trying to change the future they came from because it sucked so bad. But now we've locked them into a place where time travel can't be done, so they've got to try to do it here with what little they don't have. So they're on a self-destruct mission. Just stay out of their way, and they'll kill each other off, and we'll be happy ever after. The end.
That's it? You don't think that
that's the cliff notes.
Well, yeah, that was the short version of it. But I would say it's 2023 because. But that just makes me wonder. It's like, if the aliens that Earth is about to encounter in 2023 or whenever we encounter them, they might not be nice, right? Because they are currently in the year 4000.
Okay. Well, that's the idea. Okay, stop. The ones that are not nice are already here destroying Earth. When you see ships coming, they're on a rescue mission. The ones you have to be afraid of are the ones that are already here. Go ahead. Go to commercial. Up 2%. Ah.
All right. Well, Mark, why don't you just go keep your phone on charge, and we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I will close out. So, Mark, close yourself out.
Yeah, get some of those. You know what I need is some of those Atlantean energy crystals. That's what I need. That'll keep the power on. We need more power!
close yourself out and send us the commercial.
Excellent. Good. Tony and I will be back next week with more exciting news from the future.
It's funny. We'll be right back after this.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
What a perfect time to be alive in the greatest talk show that will ever be. And we will be back next week with more. Definitely about all the other stuff that's going on. But just keep your telepathic levels open. And if you really want to know how to do that, just think of a memory that's happy, sad. But just stay right in that moment. And that's where you need to be. And, you know, I keep thinking, every time I hear the song, because there's a couple songs, you know, of course, I'm the champion UWA today. We do it every Thursday, and it's just great because, you know, I'm the champion, so listen to that. And, you know, we will also have GTA, This Week in GTA on Wednesday right here in the World Generation Podcast Network. And we thank Mark. So, like I said, just everybody keep yourself right on that level of telepathic level, because that's where it is and what's going on. But like I said, I keep wondering, I'm like, why does this, because things are kind of shitty in my life right now. Why am I like nostalgic for this time? Why am I nostalgic for now? Like, it feels like this is the, I should remember this. And it's like, what's going to happen? And I've been talking about it, so I'm wondering. It's like the alien thing. I mean, but again, when, how, who? Is it old? Is it new? Well, we'll never know in which reality in which we live. But I personally believe that I am a clone of my former self. Yes, I'm just a shell. I'm a clone of my former self, and we are all reliving the year 2023 in the year 4000 in this telepathically induced matrix-like reality. And the funny part is we are existing in 2023, or we think we are existing in 2023, but even when we were in 2023, it wasn't 2023, it was 2067, but again, it was a different place because it was, I don't know if it was a theme park, I don't know wherever we were existing, but it was very different. And so our clone selves only know what the records show, and so our clone selves only know what the records show, and that can only know, and that can only go to show this show, your show, my show, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Concepts that you cannot imagine, and I am spilling it live right here. And we will be back next week, next Monday, same bat time, same bat channel. Mark the Arcturian sucking snow right there. But we'll be back, and I will see you guys next week right here on the greatest talk show that ever be. And from Oblivion, we are out of here. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.